So as announced, this is going to be a loving-kindness meditation session. And I'd just like those people who have never done this type of practice, metta meditation, to raise their hands. Who has never done? So the ground of mindfulness is very clearly present. Often we separate this practice to the practice that we've been doing all day. The quality of mindfulness, of presence, of attention, is definitely part of this meeting as well. Now there's an intention, an aspiration, and that aspiration is to actually bring awareness, mindfulness, to aspire, to cultivate, to nourish kindness, care, metta. So it's very specific, very focused, which means that at times people are wondering about the kind of combination of allowing events, experiences come, this mode of being, and how this fits in to the process of allowing and not changing experience, not trying to actually have a state of well-being, but really receiving whatever comes up. And they actually come together. The aspiration towards freedom, towards liberation, is what we all wish for, most probably. An aspiration towards a liberation process, freedom from the heart, which clings or is contracted, let's say that. And we often meet in the proximity, being more intimate with ourselves, certain mind states that are obstructing this freedom or this liberation. Let's say judgment or blame. Often all the shoulds, right? And so we begin to have some confrontation in the very meeting. And this is why it's very clear that the Buddha, the teachings of the Buddha, specifically state that it's possible to actually bring an attitude, which is an attitude of care, of respect. And I like this word, respect, actually. So, of course, different words will speak to different people. Some may not like the word respect. And so you may have your own word, which fits. It's just a word, actually. So if you have resistance, choose another one. Don't make it harder for yourself. But the attitude is one of support. How we can support our mind, heart, to lean, to incline towards receptivity, which further supports the ability to stay present, to receive, to allow, to not cling, to not grasp, and even more important, to choose the way of least resistance, rather than fuel the resistance. So for me, this is really the meaning of bringing some loving-kindness meditation in a Vipassana retreat. And it's no doubt that it's very helpful. At times, we're very willing and we're very inclined to really receive this type of quality, which is always beneficial. We always can benefit from more care, more kindness, and respect. But it's important to see for ourselves where we stand. Because it's not unusual that either we have a feeling of indifference, and there's a sense of distancing. Oh, I don't want to approach this because of certain reasons that are your own right now. And it may be exactly for that reason that you may also be interested. What's going on? What is actually happening that maybe I'm allowing this quality to be part of the meeting or not? And if it's not, then it's also extremely valuable to be able to sense this, because this is the reality, the actual experience. So very often, because we are speaking of the heart level, you can say, more at the felt sense, there are times when we feel the opposite of kindness, the unkindness, the unkind heart, maybe some type of aversion or anger, which has been lingering, which is probably hidden deep into the system. And because we're kind of inclining the mindfulness towards kindness, this surfaces. And it said that very clearly this type of practice may be a practice of liberation. So whatever happens is part of the meeting. Which means that if there is maybe some tightness in the chest or any other type of experience, then it can be met also with care and support, instead of pushing it away. So there's an organic, very slow, natural, gradual way that we can bring into our heart and mind and have this beautiful quality of kindness, care, loving kindness, metta, grow into our system, and of course for ourselves and then for other beings. I think we all agree that there's no little amount of need in this world of this kind of respect and care and kindness. It's exactly the opposite of violence. It's non-violence. So the way that we have the view, the perspective, is our own. And I think it's very helpful for you to have your own idea, thought, about what it means for you, because it's very open. It's really not specific, which is great. And I also invite you towards some creativity in relationship to practicing this mindfulness of loving kindness. I will express the way that it's done traditionally. It's very simple, actually. Sometimes so simple that some people say, oh, but it's really so stupid, you know, and it's not uncommon, you know, because the way that it's done, for those of you who have raised your hands, is that you wish yourself well. How? By just saying again and again a phrase, may I be well. May I wish myself well. And there are many ways that we can wish ourselves well. We can wish ourselves happiness, or may I be in peace. This is one of my phrases. We can make up our own. And you can even say them in Finnish. But one of my phrases is, may I hold the intention to care. And when I started practice, it really made me see how many times I was not caring. There was an attitude of, oh, so what? And of course the mindfulness really allows for this. In Vipassana practice, we really begin to sense the importance of what is happening and try to be sensitive and a little more open to receive what is manifesting. So very free and open the way that you wish to practice this. So as I say, traditionally, you begin with yourself because it's the closest person that's there. But for some people, it's difficult to wish ourselves well. Amazingly difficult because of the reasons that I said. We may have a lot of self-judgment or exactly that, some idea that we're not good enough and that we don't deserve our own kindness. It's amazing. But that's where I started. Very clearly, it was impossible. Long time ago. And so rather than closing the door of the heart-mind, there's a possibility of inviting another being, meaning some other person, to begin with. Which means that you may have, traditionally it's said, it's called the benefactor. So it's a person for whom there's very clearly a connection which is simple. Someone for whom there may be some gratitude, from whom we've received something important, maybe a teacher, it may be a grandparent, it can maybe be a child, you know, that lightens up our heart. Anyone where there's an ease of connection. It's easy when you actually think of this person or you have them in mind, in image. There's an openness. It's possible to wish them well. Just in a very simple way. So in the same way, may I wish myself well, may I wish this person well. Now it's not about sending them something or making them be well. It's none of that. It's much more this attitude of presence, and you notice as you are actually being in presence, there's this manifesting of kindness or care, just the thought, or the energy. It can also be a feeling of kindness, of care. And you just notice what happens in your own heart-mind, how it affects, how it impacts the inner environment. Okay, so we'll start. It's really valuable to sit in a comfortable way for this practice so that there's a sense of ease of well-being physically. Because if you're all tied up and you're all in pain, it's difficult to just be a little more open and willing to nourish the heart-mind. So we can begin by sensing ourselves in this present moment. Let the words go. Everything you've heard, and just again feel the ground of presence, body contact, some sense of spaciousness. And you can relate to yourself and just receive the actual experience of kind-hearted presence as you are silent. when you hear the word of care, respect, kindness, notice how you're affected in this very moment, and allow whatever it is that is manifesting to manifest. It's okay. It may be a feeling of warmth, or a feeling of an upsurge of an emotion, and just a release. It may be tightness. Just allowing that to be the way that it is in this very moment. It's okay. That's already an act of care, respect, to allow whatever it is that is present right now. And not forcing. And notice from this very space that you're in right now. And if we settle into the aspiration of nourishing this quality of kindness, of care, notice, if you will, if you wish to express this metta, this kindness towards yourself or towards another person, whichever is the easiest. And very intuitively, you don't need to think a lot here, just spontaneously. If someone already is present other than yourself, you can hold the image of this person or the thought. And if it's yourself, then you can hold your own image, just having a sense of your own presence. And again, it's not about perfection. It's about friendliness. We don't need to be perfect, and this other person is not perfect either. So we can wish ourselves well, or wish this other person well, whomever you choose. And at your own rhythm, very gently, softly, you can nourish and sustain the contact, the connection with yourself or this other person with a few words. And here, really be free to find your own. May I wish myself well, or hold the intention to care, to be more caring, or to be in peace, or may I wish this other person well, may this other person live in peace. Or maybe there's a calling for safety. May I feel safe. Or may I be free from danger. So very creative, whatever is appropriate as an aspiration for you. And we'll be in silence for some moments so you can go at your own rhythm and practice by yourself. And so we understand that it's very simple and yet nourishing. And it's not about rushing the words, but really allowing yourself one phrase, a few words, and then noticing the impact. So you can allow for a lot of silence. So you integrate this wish or this aspiration, not only in your head, but also in the body, in the heart, just the entire field of presence. Okay, so at our own rhythm, by ourselves, at times for some people it's helpful to have a physical connection, just a hand on the heart, or maybe there's a spot where you feel some pain in your body, shoulder or tummy, and it's helpful at times to just connect with a little more physical contact, receiving this care as you like, again, very free. And it's very possible that here too, the mind slips away, and there's stories, there's thoughts. And it's totally fine to be caring and open when this happens. There can be kindness towards that, rather than judgment. So when you notice that the mind slips away, or there are thoughts that are running, you can receive and just reconnect. So we reconnect with the image of ourselves or the other person. Just establish or re-establish a quality of connection, presence, mindfulness. And it's helpful to choose the same phrase, the same aspiration, same wish. May I or you be well or safe or in peace. So there's the expression of that care through phrases that we've been actually manifesting, either for ourselves or for this other person. And we can also bring a quality of mindfulness which is now a little more receptive, meaning that you receive the kindness, the care, rather than expressing a phrase, may I wish or may you wish. There's a way that we can actually settle in our own heart or mind, a ground of presence here again, and just receive the kindness from this other person or care or from yourself. Just be on the receptive side. So this may be done in silence, or you may wish to actually help yourself, support yourself with a phrase. If it's helpful, just notice. We're all different. And in this case, it would mean, may I receive this care, this kindness. And taking moments to actually notice the impact. What's the effect? Whatever that effect may be pleasant, may be unpleasant, or nothing much, pretty neutral. It's totally fine. However it is right now, it's okay. And now, if there is someone else, just allowing, taking the time and allowing them to leave. You just, in your own way, take the time, whatever you want to express, should you express anything. And then just reconnect with the simplicity of this moment. relaxing into the body. Maybe connect with the ground of presence. There's an area where there's a meeting point, the anchor. You can settle in that. And again, bring some sense of spaciousness, relaxed attention, kind-hearted awareness to allow to receive whatever it is that is present, in the same way that when we begun the sit. And you may wish to stay silent and just sit quietly. Or you may wish to just extend this care and wishing well, very simple well-wishing. May things go well for ourselves and for each person here sharing this week with us. Whatever the conditions, maybe we don't know the people, maybe we know them very well. Maybe they're friends, family members. Just imagining this room filled with people who we share the space. And there's something that we have in common, is we all wish to be happy, to live in peace. The shared human experience. Independently of the small annoyances or troubles which we know when we live in a community, if some have come up, they're part of the journey and the learning. So it's wonderful to be able to have a space where there is an opportunity for growth. understanding and support, care. So there are many ways that this practice can be offered, and there's many ways that it can be practiced. So it may be different than the one you've had up to now. Please feel free and help yourself, as Thich Nhat Hanh would say. Make everything that serves you be something which is available to you. One way is what has been shared now, in simplicity. And if you find it fruitful, beneficial, there's no doubt that you can, at times in the day, bring in a little bit of this quality. It's a practice. It's not a given, I can tell you. I've went through a lot of hardships and heartaches, but huge transformation has happened with this very practice of loving kindness and meeting what's not kind in myself. So if you find it beneficial, there are times when you can actually do maybe 10 minutes at the beginning of a sitting. Or you may wish in the morning, maybe the session before breakfast or evening if you're a little more tired. It's really fine whenever you feel the aspiration to do 15 minutes or 20 minutes of metta practice. And if you have doubts about that, you can come and ask. The only little delicacy, I would say, or caution, is that it's very helpful. And as I was speaking to a person in the group this morning, it's really also interesting to notice that, okay, we are going through difficulties in the Vipassana, and then, whoop, we jump to metta, right? As an avoidance. So it's a very tricky thing, and we learn, right? As much as it can be supportive, notice from which space you're actually relating and nourishing the practice in terms of bringing this metta meditation in your daily practice during the retreat. Okay, and of course we'll be towards the end of the retreat. We can also speak how to integrate both in our daily life. Yeah? Good. Thank you.